Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, bringing you your weekly insurance news wrap straight from the heart of Australia's financial sector. Our first story of the day addresses a significant surge in weather-related insurance claims experienced this summer. The numbers reported by NRMA Insurance reveal an increase like none seen since the autumn of 2022. Of the staggering 13,817 claims lodged, almost 85% were due to storms and hail, as Australians across the nation grappled with heat waves, cyclones, and bushfires. The regions most impacted were New South Wales, Queensland, and the Australian Capital Territory, facing an intensive wave of claims due to severe weather episodes. Now, it's crucial to note, only 40% of Australians followed mitigative measures to protect their homes last year. With experts predicting the continuation of extreme weather patterns, let's take this as a gentle reminder to be prepared. Our next story comes from the judiciary. This past week, the federal court backed an important clause in Auto and General's policy. The clause requires policyholders to inform the insurer about significant changes to their coverage. This landmark ruling arrived at the conclusion of a case filed by ASIC, who had earlier challenged the clarity of such terms. The court's decision has confirmed that only substantial changes need to be reported, thus discarding the need for insurers to be burdened with trivial daily updates. Digging into the world of brokers, a survey reveals they are spending over 3 hours a day on administrative tasks. Fulfilling compliance obligations seems to be a growing burden, leaving many brokers facing a time crunch. Among the 500 brokers surveyed for the Brokering Change study by the insurance software firm JVLN and CensusWide, a mere 28% felt they could attain high customer service ratings. This study underscores the urgency of updating the industry's technology and streamlining compliance, thereby allowing brokers to focus on what truly matters, serving you, the customer. Finally, a revolutionary stride in environmental finance. CFC has introduced the first of its kind carbon delivery insurance, a game changer for the carbon credit market. This innovative offering underpins confidence in over 300 carbon initiatives, and according to George Beattie of CFC's innovation team, is likely set to be a potent catalyst in an industry poised to reach a valuation of $1 trillion by 2050. There you have it, your roundup of the critically relevant happenings in Australia's insurance sector this week. Bookmark Saturday, March 30th on your calendar for the next update. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, where we make it our business to keep you informed. Visit us on financialservicesonline.com.au for more details, insights, and offerings. Until next time.